Joe said, make sure you say hi to someone today before you're seated.
或者我哋未坐低之前，同我哋隔篱左右问安。
And San Chi Phok Ne.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, I hope I got that right. For a white guy. Good morning. Good morning.
早晨。
Happy Mother's Day for all the mothers in the room.
喺当中，我哋咁多位嘅母亲，母亲节快乐。
And grandmas.
每一位嘅祖母
and spiritual mothers,
或者系属灵嘅母亲
and all the ladies in the room,
每一位嘅女士
we have a 10-minute video of Annick sharing her motherhood to us today.
今日咧有一个特别嘅短片，就系咧啊师母啊就有一个嘅佢喺呢个母亲节有啲嘅分享俾大家。
It is in English,
系用英文嘅播出。
But faithful Tony will interpret afterwards.
So let's
enjoy this together.
Pookie Wookie, little cutie patootie. Okay, let's go.
Happy Mother's Day, Home Church. We're so happy you're able to join us for Mother's Day this Sunday. We were supposed to preach this Sunday, but instead of preaching, we decided to interview my mom.
So should we do this again?I'm looking forward. I think my first answer was better the first time.
Give me a minute. Let me catch my bearing.
You may know her from leading worship, or you've seen her newly renovated foyer, or perhaps you've watched her chase down volunteers who did not check their availability on planning center.
You know who you are.
Or maybe you've seen her pull up in a massive black SUV walking with teenagers, coffee, giant water bottle, and a backpack in hand.
Every mother's survival kit.
Who are you behind all of these things?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I am a wife to Andy. I am a mom to four kids. Mm-hmm. Isabel's my oldest. Then Joseph, Ben, and Sam. I'm a dog mom to our 9-year-old Labrador. Louise is her name, and she's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Rapid fire questions. Don't overthink it. Just whatever comes to your mind, answer it.
Okay.
What's your favorite food?
Steak.
What's your favorite color?
Black, pink, black.
Favorite hobby?
Gardening and golfing.
Nice shot.
Favorite child? Okay, we'll come back to that one. Where are you from?
I'm from a very small town of Canal Flats in the East Kootenays of BC. Like no street lights, hardly any stop signs. Very small.
You ended up with four kids.
Four kids in 6 years.
Life is busy?
Busy, but in the best way, busy.
Right.
Someone would have told me on our wedding day thatWe would have been parents to four kids, and then later on pastoring in Vancouver, we wouldn't have believed you.
So you're surprised you had four kids?
I am. Two was the plan, and then two were surprises, so we'll let you guess which ones.
So since I'm planned, I'm the favorite, right? We'll circle back. How many times in a day did you say take off your shoes?
Too many to count.
How many times a day do you say wash your hands?
The limit does not exist.
What's your favorite thing to do with your kids?
Traveling. I love loading everybody up in a vehicle. We're towing a trailer and we're on road trips and we're just gone. Favorite thing.
So your love language is towing?
Apparently, yes, towing.
What age of parenting has been your favorite?
Right now, I would say. I mean, they're all really, really special. Mm-hmm.But in the moment, you don't realize that it's your favorite until it's passed. But right now it's fun because our relationships are transitioning from parenting to friendship, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm. What was the hardest age to parent?
Honestly, I found having two kids harder than four, only because you and Joe were 13 months apart, mm-hmm. and you're in survival mode. You're barely sleeping, you're living on caffeine.And you have two babies, and so that was pretty tiring.
Mm-hmm. You've never lied to your kids?
Yes, but it was necessary. Well, Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. hiding the chocolate from your kids and then secretly eating it in the closet. All good lies.
Fair enough. Which child asked the most questions?
Joseph.
Who negotiated bedtime?
Sam.
Who was the family comedian?
Ben.
Who had the most injuries?
You. You were bit by a snail. A snail. You were run over by the dog. We thought she broke her collarbone. Chipped teeth, usually from the boys. Bite marks, usually from the boys.
So most of my injuries weren't because of me, they were from other family members.
The boys, yes, 100%.
Who was most likely to disappear in a store?
You, Miss Independent, Miss Wanderer. She's 100% the oldest child. She can do it. She can do anything by herself. She's good.
Who's the most affectionate with hugs?
Joseph.
Most affectionate with words?
Ben.
Hardest to say no to?
Probably Sam, but I do say no to him.
Which child is most likely to join you in a fist fight with a stranger?
Ben. Ben's got my back. He's got my temper, and we're probably gonna go to jail together.
Right. Yeah. Who borrows your stuff without asking?
The answer to that will always be Isabel.
Who eats all the snacks?
Joseph and Ben.
Who says mom most dramatically?
Sam, and then it's usually followed by a bruh.
Which child was basically born an adult?
Joseph.
Okay, finish the sentence.
Okay.
Joe taught you.
Joseph taught me consistency. Mm-hmm. He's steady, he's loyal, and he's pretty constant.
Benjamin taught you.
To laugh, to feel deeply.
Samuel taught you.
To slow down. The days are long and the years are short, and him being my baby, he's taught me just to enjoy the moments.
Mm-hmm. I taught you.
Confidence. You switched on a maternal switch in me that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. And you're fearless. You've always tackled things confidently. And even if you were afraid, you never showed it. Mm-hmm. And so she just always carried this confidence and fearlessness.
What's the best parenting advice you've ever received?
Two things that Andy and I our husband and wife before we are mom and dad, so those titles are very different. And then to protect the system of husband and wife, and then just being on the same team when we parent. The second one would be something super simple, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And so just being consistent with our yeses and our nos with our kids. Mm-hmm. Best advice.
What has motherhood taught you?
That love multiplies, love doesn't divide, love evolves. I thought I couldn't love another child as much as I loved my oldest. I loved them equally, but very differently, and so love just multiplies.
Mm-hmm. When your children remember you, what do you hope they remember?
I hope they remember the joy. I hope they remember the dance parties in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I hope they remember the memories that we try to create for them, like our traveling or even ministry, like going to History Maker or like Disneyland, just all the things that we got to do together as a family. I hope they picture my face. They picture me smiling back at them, not always, I told you, like, I hope for that. I want you guys to remember me smiling.
What would you tell young parents today?
I would say make your home a safe place for honest questions. No topic was ever off limits for you guys. So if our kids were brave enough to come to us and ask the question, we were going to respond to our kids and answer to them honestly.
Mm-hmm. What has God taught you through parenting?
That in my weakness, he's strong, that I'm an imperfect person, and he comes in and fills those areas in my parenting with my kids that I significantly lack in. When I am weak, he is strong, and that includes parenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And One last question. Have you decided who your favorite child is?
Oh my gosh.
Have you decided who your favorite child is? You can blink if it's me. You can tell me later. It's me. It's me. Happy Mother's Day! Say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. It's me. I'm so excited.
So all the moms in the room, we wouldn't be here, all of us, without our moms. So we honor you today.
如果我哋冇我哋嘅咁好嘅母親咧，我哋都唔喺度啦。咁所以咧，今日咧，我哋好喺度咧，去啊為你哋慶祝。
And Tony's going to make a commentary in 3 minutes of a 10-minute video. So
咁我嘗試用三分鐘咧，將頭先咁温馨嘅呢個對話咧，就同大家去啊翻譯。咁咧，佢嘅女兒 Isabel 咧就。問咗佢好多關於佢嘅個人同埋佢家庭嘅一啲嘅狀況。咁佢問佢，佢係喺邊度長大啦？咁佢係一個BC 省一個好細嘅地方叫 East Cooney 嘅地方小鎮長大。咁大家都知佢有四個孩子啦 ，Isabel、Joe、Ben 同埋 Sam。咁佢最中意食啲咩咧？大家唔知記唔記得咧？佢中意食牛扒。佢最中意顏色就係黑色。佢最中意嘅運動興趣咧就係。園藝同埋打羽高、打高爾夫球，咁而佢最中意嘅家庭活動咧，就係去出去家庭去做旅行。咁佢有一啲嘅唔同嘅呢個教育兒女嘅階段。咁佢最喜愛嘅階段咧，就好似而家咁，佢啲仔女咧同佢咧從呢個兒女關係咧逐漸變咗做嘅朋友關係。最艱難嘅時間咧，就係當佢頭嗰兩個小朋友係13。個月大嘅時候咧，佢哋兩個咧輪流嘅唔瞓咁樣咧，佢哋基本上冇得瞓。咁佢話咧，即係嗰陣時咧係一個求生嘅一個模式。咁當其時佢最成日講嘅叫啲細佬唔好做咧，就係叫佢哋咪叫佢除鞋同埋叫佢洗手，差唔多每次都嗌佢嘅。咁佢個女問佢有冇試過講大話，佢話係有嘅。咁不過都係有原因嘅，譬如講關於聖誕老人啊。我哋啲牙嘅仙子啊，咁同埋咧，佢話如果有朱古力嘅話咧，佢可能會話佢聽，話俾佢聽唔喺度，但係佢自己偷偷地食。咁佢跟住佢講關於佢嗰四個仔女教咗佢，即係一啲唔同嘅特別嘅地方啦，佢嘅個性啦。咁 Isabel 咧就中意周圍走嘅，咁同埋咧問人攞咗啲嘢咧，就即係冇問到人咧，就攞咗人哋啲嘢。咁咧，佢咧曾經咧受過好多嘅唔同嘅打魚傷害啦，譬如佢俾佢啲細佬啊搞啊，或者曾經俾蝸牛咬過都試過，咁咧就俾狗撞過，撞到呢連個鎖骨都傷埋。咁而 Joseph 咧就係最中意發問嗰位嘅小朋友，咁咧又好嗲佢啦，咁咧就係好成熟，思想咧就好好穩定同埋好忠心。咁佢同阿 Ben 咧都係全家裏邊咧最中意食零食嘅小朋友。咁而阿 Ben 咧，即係話佢第二個仔咧，就好中意講笑，咁好擅長咧去表達愛。咁咧，如果有啲陌生人真係要打佢哋咧，佢咧同佢媽咪咧一定咧會阿 Ben 咧一定會幫手咧去幫媽咪嘅。咁咧就阿 Sam 咧就係嗰位咧，會同佢爹哋媽咪拗話：哦，幾時要瞓覺啊？咁佢係要係晚晚要扭計，咁就通常佢都會講嘅嘢咧，佢嘅父母都覺得好難去推搪阿 Sam 嘅要求嘅。咁就佢教阿 Sam 教佢爹哋媽咪咧，可能要學減慢嘅腳步，珍惜而家當時嘅呢個家庭嘅時間。咁而佢嘅教仔女嘅方法咧，佢話首先佢要承認丈夫同埋妻子嘅關係先，跟住其次咧先係做爹哋媽咪，因為咧保護婚姻咧就最重要咧就係即係嗰個嘅夫妻嘅關係。咁教育兒女，佢覺得咧有一個好好嘅宗旨咧，就係咧 有啱嘅就講啱，唔啱咧就講唔係，就立場要清晰啲，要個界線要清楚。咁就如果有小朋友佢有問題嘅話咧，其實係俾佢問任何問題都得，因為咧佢咁有勇氣去答問嘅時候咧，我哋作父母都要真誠嘅答佢。咁喺關於感情嘅關係方面咧，佢啲細路咧就教佢話。日子咧雖然長，但係咧歲月好短，即係要教佢哋要去珍惜佢哋而家嘅家庭嘅時間。咁而佢喺佢嘅信仰方面咧，佢覺得做父母嘅好多時都會有軟弱嘅時候，但係神係剛強，所以咧我哋就算有不足，神都會幫助佢哋。咁到最後咧，佢話佢最希望啲小朋友記得佢嘅咩時候咧，佢就最希望咧。他們記得他們當時去過的旅行、啊、去迪士尼、啊、還有希望他們的腦海裡面記得媽媽笑的樣子，不是罵她的樣
子。 Tony, well done. Let me encourage you today and mothers in the room that we are in a new sermon series in week 4 called Raised to Life.
是的，我們有一個講道系列已經去到第四個禮拜，而那個主題呢，就是叫復活的新生命。
And every week we have sermon notes. You can get them on our church app, or you should have a physical one about what it means to be free in the Lord.
就是如果你們沒有講到筆記的話呢，可以在你的網上呢，可以看到我們的網上筆記。而我們呢，會跟你們一起去看今天的主題，這個的怎樣在這個屬靈得自由。
It's interesting to note that 365 times in the Bible,we hear do not fear or do not be afraid.
在圣经里面总共有365次提及到不要惧恐惧。
It is interesting that the Bible says this every single day for every single moment of 365 days a year.
是的，一年里面有365日，圣经里面提及了365次叫我们不要恐惧。
In other words, to experience freedom in the Lord is to not be afraid.
就是说要经历神的话，首先我们就要不要惧怕。
So what does it mean really to not be afraid in the midst of our own fears, failures, and faults?
那其实怎么为之不要惧怕呢？因为我们往往人都会犯错，会失败的嘛。
And even when we look past our lives, what does it truly mean to be new creations in Christ Jesus?
那怎样在我们的生命里面去经历了这个神给我们的新生命呢？
And we don't have to fear because the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now lives within us.
我哋唔需要恐惧嘅原因，因为呢个让耶稣死而复活嘅呢个灵就喺我哋里面居住。
So let it put it this way: How can you and I experience spiritual freedom in our lives, even with our families and our kids?
就喺我哋有小朋友有家庭嘅里边，点样嘅经历到呢个嘅？不要惧怕这个的新生命呢？
How can we experience spiritual freedom from the hurts, hang-ups, and bad habits that we sometimes cause because we just live in a broken world?
就在我们的失败或者我们的一些不好的习惯里面，怎样经历到由基督里面的自由呢？
Well, let me encourage you today that if you get anything out of today, we actively need to trust God.
如果你要在今天的这个讲道里面去记得一样东西，就是我们怎样的去
actively trust God.
就是我们要很主动的去信靠神。
Not to passively trust God.
不是很被动的这样去信靠神。
Not just to believe in God.
不是单单头脑上说相信。
But to trust God in everyday life.
就是我们每一天里面很主动的去信靠神。
So King Solomon, one of the wisest people of all time, put it this way.
我们圣经里面最有智慧的这位的王，这个所罗门王，他这样说。
In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
在箴言三章五至六节。你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So you can see in this passage of scripture that trust is active.
你会见到这个的经文里面，我们的信靠是要主动的。
And that when we trust the Lord, there's a promise.
当我们去相信，去主动信靠的时候，当中是有这个应许。
That he makes our ways smooth or straight.
这个的道路，我们所行的道路会是 直嘅，或者係會好自然嘅會發生。
Now that doesn't mean you get what you want.
唔代表話你咁樣做咧，就係你所要嗰樣嘢就會有。
It means to trust God that He has the very best for you.
而係話神有佢最好嘅嘢為你去安排。
An example of this is the story between a son and a father, Abraham and Isaac, in Genesis 22.
而有一個好嘅例子就喺聖經講及呢個亞伯拉罕同埋佢嘅兒子以撒，記載喺創世記22章。
In this story, Abraham is an elderly man.
喺呢個故事嘅裏邊，亞伯拉罕已經係一個年老嘅人。
And Isaac would have been a young adult at this time.
而當其時，以撒咧已經係一個就嚟一個成人啦。
And the story starts off with God speaking to Abraham about sacrifice.
而呢個故事一開始嘅時候講及神對亞伯拉罕話：你要帶以撒。
It is interesting to note that the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament would pour on to someone or speak to someone.
咁呢個故事裏邊，神係藉著聖靈咧，係將佢顯現。
But in the New Testament reality where we live today, the Holy Spirit lives within us.
但喺呢個嘅新約嘅裏邊咧，聖靈就喺我哋每個人嘅居住。
It's important to note this as we go through this story because Abraham hears from God and responds to God.
喺呢個故事裏邊，大家要記得就係亞伯拉罕藉著聖靈去聽到神對佢嘅聲音。
Even though the words of God were very crazy about sacrificing his son.
但是这个神跟他讲的这个的内容里面呢是非常难以去接受。
So if we can go to the next slide, you'll see that God speaks to Abraham about what the culture of the day were doing, were sacrificing their kids.
原来当其时神跟亚伯拉罕所讲的是跟他们当时的文化很有关系，就是将他们的儿童献给我们的神。
It's important to note here that sometimes as parents, we sacrifice our kids to certain things.
就算现代人，我们都会将我们的儿女奉献给别的东西。
We might sacrifice them to an education or to a way of life that they don't understand yet or know yet.
我们将他们就奉献给这些教育的系统，或者一些东西他们都不知道一些生活的一些模式。
But it's important to note that in this story, both Abraham and Isaac trust the Lord, that the Lord will provide.
但在这个故事里面，亚伯拉罕和以撒，他都是很相信神。
And as we unpack this story together, you'll see that it was Isaac who was brought the sacrifice up the hill, not Abraham.
而在这个故事里面讲及以撒，他將要獻祭的物品，譬如木啊啲嘢，就帶上去呢個。
It means physically, Isaac was more powerful than his dad, but he trusted his dad up the mountain.
嗱，你見到當其時以撒咧，可能喺體力上咧比佢爸爸仲好，但係咧佢係仍然嘅去。
And in a pivotal part of this story, we see that Abraham is about to sacrifice his son, and we know that his son put himself on that sacrifice.
咁你会喺呢个图见到咧，就系亚伯拉罕咧就嚟将佢嘅儿子咧要献上，咁但系咧系以撒咧自己自愿嘅去到一个嘅被宰杀嘅呢个嘅祭坛。
I want you to imagine and put yourself in the story.
試想像下你喺當中嘅主角。
Why would Abraham sacrifice his son? If you were a mother or a father in here, you would think this was absolutely horrendous.
如果你係亞伯拉罕，你係作為父母嘅話，你點解會將自己嘅兒子係咁樣嘅去犧牲呢？
And sometimes as parents, we sometimes do this to our own kids.
但係作為父母，其實好多時我哋都會咁樣去做。
But this story is a series that we will talk about around trust, because God provides. If we can go to the next slide.
但係呢個故事嘅裏邊啊，講及呢個嘅信任，因為神係會供應。
The angel of the Lord shows up and he provides a lamb or a ram. Sorry. If we can go to the next slide.
在这个故事之后呢，神是供应了这个的被会将会宰杀的羊。
So what's really going on in this story?
咁其实呢个故事系会点发生呢？
Well, this story, a real life story, is really that life is a series of trusts.
呢个故事讲俾我哋听就系人生其实系一连串信靠，有一连串嘅信靠所构成。
Abraham trusted God.
亚伯拉罕相信神。
Isaac, his son, trusted his dad.
以撒相信佢嘅父亲。
And they both knew that God would provide in the moment, even though they did not understand.
他心里面是相信神终会在适当的时间有他的供应，虽然他不能够明白。
Sorry. It's important to note this in our own lives.
这件事对于我们每个人都很重要。
Life is a series of trusts.
人生就是一连串的信靠。
In the midst of our own brokenness and failures.
在我们人里面的破碎和失败。
Because when it comes to the Lord, trust is not strengthened unless it is tested.
因为呢，讲及信靠，如果没有真的得到考验的话呢，这件事不得到稳固。
It's one thing to say that Tony is my friend.
如果我跟大家讲话Tony 是我的朋友。
Friends hang out together.
朋友自然会一起,
Friends have dim sum together.
会一起吃东西, 一起吃
dim sum. If he's really my friend, I should pay for the dim sum.
如果我真的对他有朋友的话, 我会给钱他, 请他吃dim sum.
But if I say he's my friend and I don't hang out with him and he pays for the dim sum all the time,
如果我没有真的用, 用时间跟他一起的去见面, 或者是吃饭的时候, 次次都是他请的话,
Am I truly being a good friend?
咁我係咪真係佢嘅好朋友咧
？In the same way, life is a series of trust to strengthen trust with the Lord.
就咁樣，就係我哋係經過一連串嘅事件嘅裏邊去信靠嘅時候，你同神嘅關係就得到建立。
And this is not a blind trust or an ignorant trust.
呢個唔係話完全嘅麻木嘅，係唔知情嘅咁樣嘅信任。
But a trust in Jesus.
呢個係對耶穌嘅信靠。
Another way of putting a word on trust is confidence, because confidence reveals that we trust the words, the ways, and the life of Jesus.
另外的讲法就是我们将我们的信任放在耶稣的里面。
Think of Jesus.
试想一下耶稣。
His words, ways, and life have been tested over time.
因为他的话语经过这么多年的里面，这么多年的考验是能够站立得到。
But every word, his ways, and his life have come true.
而他所讲的说话，他的生命，他的真理是真是真实的。
His miracles, his signs and wonders through the resurrection has all pointed that we can truly trust in Jesus.
而他所讲的复活真是能够兑现，而我们可以完全的信任。
As human beings, we sometimes do not trust well.
但我们人呢往往呢都是有怀疑的。
We become skeptical or critical, judgmental.
我们很多时候会比较容易去批判啦，妄下判断。
But we can trust in someone who's worthy to be trusted.
但我们可以完全的相信一个人，因为他是可信的。
Jesus is trustworthy.
因为耶稣是那位可信。
So my question to you today is, what do you need to trust God with?
咁我今日同大家想发问一个问题，就係你有啲咩嘢要去信任神呢
？As we've seen with King Solomon and also with Abraham with his son, it means to trust God in all things of life.
头先我哋所睇到嘅所罗门所讲嘅说话，同埋亚伯拉罕同埋以撒，我哋睇到我哋需要喺所有方面都要相信神。
This includes trusting God with our health.
这个包括我们将我们的健康是倚靠神。
Our finances, our relationships, our future.
我们的财务，我们与人的关系。
Our hurt, the church, the past.
我们的伤害，我们的以往发生的事，我们的教会。
And our families.
还有我们的家庭。
Including our kids.
包括我们的儿女。
And to give our kids to the Lord.
将我们的儿女去交托给我们的神。
Abraham is a great example of being a great parent.
亚伯拉罕是一个好的例子，作为一个好的父亲。
Not about sacrificing his son.
单单说他将他的儿子是献上。
But he trusted that God would provide for his son.
因为他完全的相信神会为他的儿子供应。
And we truly know that life is really just a series of trusts that bring clarity through our life, or clarity through the process.
而人生呢，就是一连串的信任，而透过这些经历过程里面呢，让我们在信靠里面呢，得到一个清晰。
When we trust God, that means we give our kids to the Lord.
当我们说相信神的时候，我们将我们的儿女都交托去给神。
When we trust God, we bring our fears to the Lord.
当我们相信神的时候，我们连我们的恐惧都是交上给神。
When we trust the Lord, He has the ability and power to meet our needs and give Him the room and space to work.
当我们说相信神的时候，我们会给他有空间的去给我，他去在我们生命里面工作。
So what's the opposite of trust?
那信任的相反是什么呢？
What happens when we react to our fears, failures, and human brokenness?
当我们是将我们的反应投放在我们的失败和我们的创伤里面，有什么事会发生呢？
It means to control.
这个意思就是我们要掌控。
We try to control our kids.
我们去尝试去掌控我们的儿女。
We try to control our outcomes.
我们尝试去掌控会发生的后果。
When we do not trust, there's signs of fear or anxiety, or we become overstressed.
当我们去不信靠的时候，恐惧和忧虑和过分的紧张就会发生。
I have four teenagers, I'm always stressed.
我有四个儿女，我时常都很紧张。
Every single one of us have gone through some series of stress and tests in life.
在座的每个人都经历过不同的事情，令到你很紧张。
But trust responds this way, as Paul says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
但是当我们信任的时候，我们有这样的回应。
You see, a sign of fear, anxiety, and stress is to pray to the Lord.
就是当我们有恐惧、有担忧的时候，就告诉我们是时候向神祷告。
It's to bring our requests to God.
是将我们的祷告的请求带到神的面前。
So every Sunday, there's prayer and ministry here that we can pray alongside you.
每个礼拜日，我们都会同你一起的在教会里面，在礼拜日，我们一起的去祷告。
On Wednesdays, Pastor Paul has a prayer space open for you to experience prayer and ministry in the activity of God.
在礼拜三呢，蔡传道呢，有一个的祈祷空间给大家一同的去祷告。
We have prayer cards every month in the foyer that you can take home and pray in your bedroom or in your bathroom or in your car as you're commuting to work or to a family member.
而我们教会呢，每个月呢，都会印制好这个祈祷卡，大家可以回到去，在任何时间任何地方呢，都可以拿出来去为到这事情祷告。
It's getting nice out, so maybe you'd like to hike or bike or walk wherever you are and to whisper to God the things that cause you pain and stress. You bring them to God, knowing that God's going to work.
现在这个好天的时候，大家会出外去做运动的时候，我们在心里面向神一个呼唤，将我们的任何的事情带到神的面前。
In Revelation chapter 8,
在这个启示录第八章，
there is an image of the power of prayer.
这个是一个很强而有力的一个图画，就是祷告在神的这个的宝座面前有什么发生。
In the image, it means a story of every time your prayer is brought to God, it's brought to the angel.
就是我们每一次向神祷告的时候，这个祷告就带到去这个天使。
And the angel brings your prayer to God, and that angel mixes it with incense and prayer and worship to the throne room of God.
而呢，天使呢，将你的祈祷同埋唔同嘅香同埋赞美，将佢组成，跟住呢就献上去俾神。
And he mixes it with purity because sometimes our prayers can be selfish.
但呢，佢会将我哋祈祷呢就将佢净化，因为有多时呢我哋嘅祈祷係带着有唔同嘅私心。
And John says, like lightning bolts, the prayers are hurled down from heaven to earth with velocity and power and precision.
而最终呢,这个祷告,圣徒的香,这不同的香就这样的盛满了在这个坛上面,如火这样倒在地上,是带着能力,有很大声和闪电。
We see in this imagery that God answers prayer.
你会见到在这个图画里面,神怎样的回应我们的祷告。
That the activity of God is accessible in prayer and he works through prayer.
而怎样的我们能够彰显到神这个能力呢,就是将我们的祷告带向给神。
In prayer, he never tires or he is never weak. He's always working, even when we become weak or tired.
当我们去向神祷告的时候,神不会软弱无力,祂时刻的工作。
When we sleep, he works.
当我们睡觉的时候,神继续的工作。
When we are not present, he is.
当我们不在的时候,神在当中。
And in prayer, we see that God speaks with velocity and power and precision every time you bring your requests to him.
当我们向神,将我们的不同的需要带到神的面前的时候,神就是很强而有力,很对准的这样的回应。
I know and I'm here today as a byproduct of my mom's prayers.
而我为什么在台上跟大家分享,我深深知道是因为我的母亲是向神的祷告。
Out of all the sacrifice and the care and the nurture my mom gave me, the best thing she did was to pray.
因为她这样的养育我,这样的去为我祷告,她将最好的给我。
Because when she prayed, she trusted that God would work, would speak, and move in my life when she couldn't.
因为她祷告的时候,虽然她做不到什么,但是神会回应,而她在我的生命做了很多的事。Moms,
fathers, church, let me encourage you with this.
今天在座的母亲,父亲,我们每个教会,每个弟兄姊妹,
that the Holy Spirit is the best parent.
因为圣灵就是那位最好的父母。
I encourage you to partner with the Holy Spirit.
我鼓励大家跟圣灵一起同工。
Partner with him in prayer. Fear not. Bring your fears and failures and stress to the Lord. Because even though you have your best for your children, God knows the best for your children. So I need to ask you today as we close.
因为今天我们总结的时候,我问大家,
and I'm going to bring the worship team to the front, please.
我请敬拜队上来,
what fears, anxieties, and stress you need to bring to God in prayer?
你有什么恐惧、忧虑和压力是需要带到主的面前呢?
Maybe write it in your sermon notes or put it in your notes section of your phone.
或许大家将你的 答案写在这张讲道笔记或者在电子版里面。Parents,
this includes your kids.
是包括你的儿女,
to pray for them by name.
是为着你的儿女, 是按着他的名字向神的祷告,
and to partner with the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵一同的同工, 一起的祷告,
with all philosophy and power and precision to meet your requests and to speak to your kids.
向神祷告的时候,神就是这样,很对准的,强而有力的,向你的祷告回应。
Because when you do, it gives God the opportunity to work and to show that He's trustworthy to you.
当你这样的祷告的时候,你就是有这样的机会,制造一个空间给神的,在你的生命里面,去做事,去证明他是可信的。
It is not by mistake that scriptures say for 365 a day, fear not.
我相信这个不是偶然,就在圣经里面总共提及了不要惧怕,总共365日,365次,正如一年里面有365日一样。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
And the response from that is this.
而不要惧怕,回应就是,
in these three passages of scripture, over the 365 things, it simply says, because I, not me, because I, the Holy Spirit, God, is with you.
而神对你这个的不要惧怕365次, 佢嘅回应就系：我圣灵，我系与你同在。
Moms, grandmas, spiritual moms，
母亲、祖母同埋属灵嘅母亲
，Fear not，
不要惧怕。
Bring your cares to the Lord，
将你所担忧嘅带到喺神嘅面前。
Bring your kids to the Lord，
将你嘅儿女带到喺神嘅面前。
And let God move and work，
让神喺佢哋嘅生命动工。
Church, fear not。
教会不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid。
唔需要畏惧。
For God is with us。
因为神与你哋同在。
Moving and working even when you don't see it or feel it。
喺你当中嘅运行，当中嘅工作，虽然你嘅眼系见唔到。
And friends, do not leave this place empty or stressed or full of anxiety, but joy and peace and perspective that God is working for you, with you, and through you.
朋友啊，当你离开这个聚会的时候，不要空手而回。记得神在你当中的生命会赐给你平安，有喜乐，有祂的供应，所以我们去接受。
Let's stand together.
让我们一同的起立。
And in worship together, why don't you bring your cares to Him as He speaks to you?
当我们敬拜的时候，将我们的需要，我们所担忧的带到在神的面前。
I'm going to ask Pastor Paul and Mason and myself will be here on the front. If you want ministry, we want to pray with you.
这个蔡传道、Mason 姊妹和我本人都会为大家提的祷告。
But we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
我们邀请圣灵在我们的生命讲说话。
Lord, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would be invited into every anxiety, every stress, and every fear.
亲爱圣灵，我邀请你去进入我哋每一样我哋恐惧、我哋担忧嘅地方。
Lord, let us bring our cares to you so that we can experience spiritual freedom in you.
主啊，我哋将我哋嘅担忧带到喺呢个主你面前，好使我哋藉着你得着自由。
Lord, help us to trust you.
主啊，帮助你，帮助我哋。好使我哋能够信靠你
，and not try to control you，
唔系尝试嘅去掌控、掌管你。
Lord, help us to understand that life is a series of trusts。
让我哋明白生命其实一连串嘅信靠
，not to test us or to tempt us, but to strengthen us。
唔系去试验我哋，但系去俾我哋喺我哋嘅信心上能够坚固。
And Lord, I pray for this church today。
主啊，我哋为到呢间教会嘅祷告。
That we do not need to worry or be afraid.
我们不需要担忧，我们不需要惧怕。
But that courage would rise.
我们藉着你，我们的勇气可以增加。
That faith would rise.
我们的信心可以提升。
And that we would be a church that is led by the Spirit of the living God that lives and breathes within us.
让这间教会成为主你的圣灵带领的地方，让你的生气吹在我们的里面。
And empowers us to reach the world for Jesus.
赐予下能力，让我们可以和我们周围这个社区去将你的福音传开。
And we trust you, Lord, that you have strategically put us here to reach 55,000 people that need you.
我们相信主你这样策略性的把我们教会在这个地方能够接触到55,000嘅呢个嘅社区嘅人。
And we lift up our kids today.
我哋今日将我哋嘅儿女系交上。
We lift up our friends to you.
我哋将我哋嘅朋友系去呈现。
That might have walked out or have hard hearts or haven't seen you or experienced you for some time.
可能佢嘅心里边刚硬，佢唔能够去经历到你嗰份嘅同在。
Lord, would us ourselves put our kids on the altar.
主啊，我们将我们的儿女是呈现在你的祭坛。
Hear me, friends, not to see them sacrificed.
朋友啊，我们这个不是一个的献祭，
but God to provide.
而是一个神供应的一个机会。
And for God to move.
是神在他们的生命能够动工。
For miracles to rise.
是这个的奇迹神迹奇事发生的地方。
Let's worship together.
让我们一同的敬拜。
As God will speak to us.
当神是向我们讲说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名求。